This is a headline. 1/3 of breast cancer cases are avoidable, according to experts, and they basically advocate exercise and diet and keeping slim. But at one point, what point do you say, you know, in the interest of prevention, give this kind of advice? And does that risk saying to women who have breast cancer, by the way, you could have avoided this? You know, almost like you're blaming them for getting breast cancer.
This is not a matter of blame. It's something I'll be covering on my show on Sunday. It's more a matter of making people aware that our lifestyle compared to other countries contributes to breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer. So it's not a matter of blaming people. We live in a milieu that contributes to it. So it's not people themselves, as you say, on an individual basis, this is your fault. It's taking stock of what's happening around us, the fast food restaurants, the processed foods, the smoking, the lack of exercise, all these things and factors that contribute to it that a person may feel caught up in, but not necessarily the fault of the person. So I'm going to get into this on the show, talking about the statistics, because when you look, for example, for breast cancer in North America, the rates of breast cancer lifetime are about 100 women per 100,000. But when you look at other places, for example, Japan, that rate's 32, or in China, it's 18. So there are lifestyle factors that can make a dramatic impact on breast cancer rates and other cancers, and I'm going to get into that on my show. And I know we're running out of time, Steve, but a lot of information for people to actually be able to take control of some things and prevent the risk of cancer.